It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now to the future of what's called green hydrogen and the potential for the universe's most abundant element in the clean energy mix as power companies work toward carbon neutral goals by 2050. Bring your questions on hydrogen, green hydrogen, 800-642-1234. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Paul Spicer is Senior Vice President of Power Generation for We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service, two of eight Midwest energy companies owned by Milwaukee-based WEC Energy Group. Paul, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Pleasure to be here.
Good morning. So WEC Energy announced it had successfully burned this blend of hydrogen and natural gas to create electricity. What is the significance of this project?
Thank you. For about 2 weeks in mid-October, we took one of our power generating facilities up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, one of the facilities that's really designed primarily with reliability in mind. We call it dispatchable, meaning it's capable of on-demand electricity for serving our customers, particularly when other sources wouldn't be available. For example, if the wind isn't blowing or the sun isn't shining, these on-demand sources step in and allow us to reliably serve our customers. Today, they work with natural gas, which is primarily methane, and in the future, the kind of post-2030 and beyond, the vision is if we have sources of hydrogen available, particularly hydrogen that are made from renewable resources, and you use the term green hydrogen.
Yes,
that's what
green
defines
hydrogen.
The green and mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what defines the green and green hydrogen. What we wanted to see is, does our existing infrastructure able to use that fuel? And if so, how far can we go without making modifications to those existing plants? So up in the UP, we have some internal combustion engines, and we blended hydrogen up to 25% hydrogen, 75% natural gas. And we were able to do that without significant modification to show that, in fact, even today, we'd be able to displace significant amounts of natural gas or methane with hydrogen. Of course, as innovations continue and as research continues and things like hydrogen hubs get stood up around the country, that hydrogen will become more available and we'll make progress in being able to blend higher blends than 25 to 75.
Right. That blend ratio is so key there because, you know, you have to be able to safely blend the hydrogen with the natural gas. And then you also have to factor it in with, as you said, the pipelines, and what about appliances that people have, and how do you retrofit pipelines for a blend that includes hydrogen? Are those big barriers for this energy creation?
There's certainly challenges, and you're right to think of all of those implications. The way the hydrogen would come to us is just as you stated. It would likely come initially as a blend of natural gas and hydrogen in pipelines. At about that 25% level, the engineering, the infrastructure that's in place can handle that blend. To go to higher and higher values will require likely modifications both at the user end and then also in the delivery end in the pipelines.
So tell us a little bit about how this project came to be, how it was funded, and how you were able to take these steps.
I'd be happy to. So from a funding perspective, WEC Energy Group funded this pilot of its own. So these aren't customer-funded dollars. We partnered with an entity called the Electric Power Research Institute. That's a national, international entity that is doing great work in setting the stage for what technologies are necessary as we transform our grid going forward. By partnering with Electric Power Research Institute and also the engines manufacturer, a Finnish company, Wärtsilä, we were able to design this demonstration, which is the largest grid-connected demonstration of this blending in the nation for this technology. We were able to demonstrate that we could get full output from the generator, that our emissions are what we expected. We expected to see the emissions of carbon dioxide go down. We expected all of the other engine controls to work, which they did. And then EPRI, at the end, will publish these results in the first quarter of next year, making them generally available to the whole industry.
Paul Spicer, Senior Vice President of Power Generation for We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service. We join in our conversation about hydrogen as a fuel source, as a blend with natural gas, the experiments underway for electric utility providers, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now to experiments with hydrogen to generate electric power. The U.S. Department of Energy says hydrogen can be produced from a variety of resources like natural gas, as we've been talking about, nuclear power, renewables like solar and wind, making it an attractive fuel option for electricity generation. Join in on hydrogen power at the utility scale, 800-642-1234. Paul Spicer is here, Senior Vice President of Power Generation for We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service. Paul, WEC Energy Group has a goal of producing net zero carbon emissions from electric generation by 2050. How could burning hydrogen help reach this goal? What does hydrogen do to this goal?
Thanks for asking. By the time we get to 2050, we have a future with wind and solar pervasively around the grid. But what you find is that we need to be able to serve customers reliably, you know, every minute of every day. And there are periods of time where the wind isn't blowing, the sun isn't shining, and on-demand sources of energy need to be contributing to the grid. At a net zero carbon goal, those sources need to be running on a renewable fuel. Hydrogen, as everyone knows, hydrogen is very abundant. It's in water. It's the H2 and H2O. Electricity can be used to split that hydrogen molecule off from water. And then when we recombine it with oxygen, we can liberate energy to produce electricity. But that hydrogen being stored from the time that excess energy was available to split the water, if we recombine it when the wind isn't blowing and the sun isn't shining, lets us bridge all of those times when we would need to provide electricity and the renewable sources are not available. So by getting to shift essentially that energy from one time to another, you can achieve a net carbon neutral by 2050.
Governor Evers announced a preliminary agreement with six other states to create a Midwest hub to pursue expanding production and access to green hydrogen, as we've been talking about. How could this collaboration, direct federal funds to Wisconsin for hydrogen energy products?
You're correct. State of Wisconsin, the Evers administration has actually a couple of different initiatives, one that you're stating. And a lot of that research, a lot of those federal dollars are going in on the side of the equation of getting the hydrogen infrastructure, its formation, its transportation, its storage set up. What WEC Energy Group was looking to do is be on the receiving end of it and say, with our obligation to receive or to provide reliable power, how would we need to be transforming our assets to receive that green hydrogen and produce electricity during those times when the renewable resources aren't available?
Let's go to Pete in La Crosse with a question. Pete, go ahead.
Right. Hey, I'm totally on board as far as hydrogen being added to the mix for utility scale electric generation. But I'm looking for some clarification that perhaps we are not talking about sending hydrogen in any fraction to our homes, but more so over the coming years, replacing our heat appliances, meaning furnaces, water heaters, electric ranges, cook stoves, et cetera.
Stoves, dryers. Yeah, and Pete, we're short on time. I want to get an answer here from Paul.
Yeah, I think you're correct, Pete. There's a couple different paths for in-home appliances. There are many that have a vision of electrifying the houses. And if we have many of those appliances running on electricity, then what we need to do is be able to have that grid be running zero carbon, which at that point, mixing or having hydrogen produce the electricity can then kind of power those resources. Because you're right, hydrogen being a much more volatile and small molecule is more challenging to handle, particularly at higher blends. So I share your long run concern.
Paul, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Paul Spicer is Senior Vice President of Power Generation for We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service, subsidiaries of Milwaukee-based WEC Energy Group. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.